2 Samuel 7. The king said to Nathan the prophet, "Here I am, living in a house of cedar, while the ark of God remains in a tent." 2 Samuel 7:2. After several years without speaking, today I reconnected with a childhood friend. She shared that not long ago she visited the neighborhood where her childhood home once stood, only to find that it was gone, torn down, and replaced by an apartment building. David once thought it unfair that he lived in a house of cedar while the ark of God was housed within curtains. Yet God did not permit David to build him a house. Instead, he promised to build David a house, not a physical structure, but a lineage that would one day occupy the eternal throne of God's kingdom. David focused on the external, the building where the ark resided, while God cared about David's true home, those who lived inside. What truly matters is not the size, location, or beauty of a house, but the harmony, love, respect, service, encouragement, communication, and joy shared by those who live there. A real home, the kind that endures, is not made of walls, but of people. My friend's house is gone, but a true home would transcend buildings. Everything material is temporary. Much of what worries us today will not even matter in a few years. Yet the contrast is even greater. Not only buildings are temporary, but so are our bodies. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by humans' hands. 2 Corinthians 5:1. The joy I felt reconnecting with my friend today is only a small glimpse of the reunion and welcome we will experience in the Father's house.